Welcome to another ABC Radio National podcast. For more information, go to abc.net.au/rn.
Hello, hello. Here's Lingua Franca now with me, Maria Zylstra. In Malaysia, language-related issues have been fraught with ethnic tensions and religious loyalties ever since the Malay Peninsula began to emerge from European colonial rule. And still today, interesting things happen, like the government deciding who may use which words in its efforts to reify the preeminence of Malayness. Roughly speaking, a small two-thirds of the population is ethnic Malay or indigenous to particular geographic parts of the country. A small third is ethnic Chinese, and a small tenth is ethnic Indian, Pakistani or Sri Lankan Tamil. The most of the ethnic Malays are Muslim. The most of the ethnic Chinese are Buddhist. The most of the ethnic Indians are Hindu, but another some 10% of the population is Confucian or Taoist. A little 10% is Christian, and there are Sikhs, practicing their religiosity too, as well as folk and tribal religions. But it's the ethnic Malays and their majority religion that are accorded special rights enshrined in the Malaysian constitution, while those of other ethnicities and religions are curtailed. An aspect of which is currently being heard in the court system, since the Catholic newspaper called The Herald, which is published in four languages in Malaysia, has challenged a governmental edict that prohibited its use of the word Allah, as used by Christians for God, in its Malay language or Bahasa Malaysia editions. And well, if you look up the word Allah in an English language dictionary, the Macquarie, say, which is the standard used by the ABC, the word is defined as meaning God, the supreme being, but in connection with Islam, just as the Malaysian government would have it. But for Daud Susilo, the translation coordinator for the Asia-Pacific region with the United Bible Societies, whose own native language is Malay, as spoken in Indonesia and called Bahasa Indonesia, that is peculiar since, as he explains, the word for God in all translations of the Christian Bible into the various forms of Malay has always been Allah.
That is correct, because the very first Malay translation of the Gospel according to Matthew, which was published in 1629, and later on the complete Bible, which was printed in 1733, and then the second complete Malay Bible in 1879, up to the present day, they are all have been using Allah all the way.
Well, you date the difficulties with the use of the word Allah in Malaysia as the word for God used by Bahasa Malaysian-speaking Christians to when the Malaysian government published a list of words that it banned non-Muslims from using, but which the heads of Christian churches in Malaysia jointly objected to back in 1989.
In fact, there is another meeting prior to 1989 that was held in Kuala Lumpur in 1985, and that was organized by the Bible Society of Malaysia, where all the heads of Malaysian churches got together, and the second consultation was in Kuching in 1989. Yes, and they were unanimous in their decision at both times that the name Allah be retained. Now, the list, which there are only four words that they ban, one is Allah, and then secondly, Baitullah, and then the third one is Salat, and the fourth one is Kaaba. But the last three words would not affect the Christian Bibles because they were not used in any translation. The only one that is affected is Allah, because it has been historically the way the Malaysian Christians have been using that term for God.
So, was that matter then cleared up? Was the list withdrawn and then has the problem re-emerged over time? Or is this just an ongoing disagreement or agreement to disagree?
Well, we need to, of course, respect the system in Malaysia, but What I understand from the Malaysian head of churches and the Christian leaders there is that the government would probably not withdraw the lease, but that they were allowed to continue using the word Allah in the Malay Bibles. That's how, I think that's how the agreement came about. And therefore, there has never been a ban on Malaysian Bibles.
Well, Dr. Susilo, the word Allah,
yes,
comes, of course, from the Arabic language, and it's in fact a contraction of the term the God, Al-Ilah. Is it the term used for God by Arabic-speaking Christians?
Yes, and this is very interesting because Arab philologists actually discuss the etymology of the word Allah at great length. And some held the view that it is actually a loan word from Syriac or Hebrew. But the contraction of Al-Ilah, the God, are actually the one that is commonly held. And there is also another view to say that this actually is probably coming through the source language Aramaic from the Syriac, which is the form of Allah, also the God. So in other words, Christians actually, Christian Arabs, may I add that, were already praying to Allah. And these terms was already used by Christian theologians writing in Arabic. In fact, we have inscriptions discovered in northern and southern Arabia as early as the 5th century. So in other words, the Christians have used the word Allah, and it predates Islam, and in fact it has been continuously used in Arabic Bible translation as early as the 8th century up to today.
Well, the Bahasa Malaysian word Tuhan, which the Malaysian government says is the word that ought to be used for God in Christian terms, what does that translate to in English, Tuhan?
Tuhan actually would be the equivalent of the Lord. And as you know, the Christian Bibles were translated from the original Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek. And in Hebrew, we have Elohim, and that is translated God in English. That's the one, the equivalent in Malaysian, Allah. Whereas the tetragrammaton, or these are the four letters, usually in the English convention using four capital letters, YHWH, which is literally translated into English as Lord with capital L, and usually the convention is capital ORD, all caps. And there is another word in Hebrew, which is Adonai, and this is actually a term of address. In English, it's also translated as Lord, but capital L, and then small ORD. So in other words, in Hebrew original, and this is also true in the Greek where we have theos and then kurios, if we use only one word, then we will not be able to show the difference between the four-letter words, which is normally translated as the Lord in English, and the word Elohim, which is normally translated as God in English.
So it wouldn't then be a true and correct translation from the original.
That is precisely the problem, yeah. That's really the case. And I think the only other thing is the fact that Christians in Egypt, Lebanon, Jordan, Iraq, other Gulf states, Indonesia, Malaysia, Brunei, and other places in Asia and Africa where the languages are in contact with Arabic, they also have been using the word Allah as the creator God up to this day.
Yeah. It doesn't cause any problems in Arabic-speaking countries.
Of course, Arabic-speaking countries like Egypt, Lebanon, Jordan, Iraq, and many other countries in the Gulf have no problems and have no difficulties because they know their history very well. And Christians have been living side by side with their Muslim neighbors, and they know that the Christian Arabic-speaking Christians have been praying to Allah, and it is in their Arabic Bibles. So indeed, this is the reality that there is no problem among Arabic-speaking countries for Christians to use Allah.
Right. So this gloss on the meaning of the word Allah in English as being the word for God in Islamic terms isn't one that you're familiar with in your own native language. It seems to be peculiar to the English language, you say.
Yes, this is actually something that I struggled when I went to uni. Of course, I was growing up learning Bahasa Indonesian as well as Javanese. So only when I went to uni, that's the first time I, because of my major in English as a foreign language, I pick up an English dictionary. It was actually the Oxford current dictionary, and it says that the Allah is the supreme being of the Muslims. And that really struck me as something that, hey, this is very strange, because if it is the name of the Creator God in Arabic, that makes sense. That's actually descriptive. But making it the supreme being of the Muslim, as if this is only for those who embrace Islam or those Muslims. And we know that for all of us who grew up in Bahasa Indonesia or Malaysian for that matter, we all grew up with the understanding that Allah is the Creator God for all. For all the faithful. And in fact, I quoted the translation of the definition of Allah in the Indonesian dictionary. And this is the Indonesian Standard Dictionary published by the Department of Education, Kamus Besar Bahasa Indonesia. And this is my English translation, word for word from that definition. The name of the Lord in Arabic, Creator of the universe, who is most perfect, the Lord, the one and only God, who is worshipped by people of faith. And I agree with that definition wholeheartedly. And Indonesian people have no problems either. So that's the reason I was actually thinking that in English, it would be more descriptive to say that Allah is the supreme being in Arabic, full stop. Because to say that this is only for one religion is not accurate. And linguistically, you only describe half of the reality. And just to add the fact that like in Malaysia, there is another religion that has been using the word Allah in their holy scripture. That is the Sikh. And they are also pinched by all of this debate now.
Well, thank you so much for joining me here on Lingua Franca, Dr. Daud Susilo. Terima kasih.
Terima kasih kembali. Thank you, Maria.
The United Bible Society's translation coordinator for the Asia-Pacific region since 1999, Dr. Daud Susilo, before which he served for a decade as the translation consultant for the Bible Society of Malaysia. Perhaps the Macquarie definition of the word Allah needs to be revised, or at least reconsidered. Oh, and that court case in Malaysia, the challenge to the governmental ban on the word Allah, is scheduled for the beginning of 2009. For Lingua Franca, here on ABC Radio National, I'm Maria Zylstra.
You've been listening to another ABC Radio National podcast. ABC Radio National, on air and online, with many of our programs available as podcasts or MP3 downloads. All the details at abc.net.au/rn/podcast.